A gravel road reaches this piece of Vilas County land during part of the year. But in the winter, a mile-long snowshoe hike is the only way in.
Look at these pines. Oh, beautiful.
Snow decorates an evergreen forest as Tricia Moore and Troy Walters reach their destination.
Come on in.
Good to see you. Thanks
Good
for having us.
Good to see you all, yeah.
Bob Martini owns these 31 acres of wilderness northeast of Eagle River. 40 years ago, he built an eight-sided cabin here by hand.
Just kept stacking logs on each corner. And, you know, it was one of those learn-as-you-go things. As you can see, every notch is different. They're all screwed up. The last notch is better than the first notch.
There's no electricity or running water. After all, it's meant for remote getaways, not full-time living.
We cut Christmas trees, and we go deer hunting, and we have New Year's Eve parties and skiing and all that kind of stuff.
Even if he wanted to, Martini could never build much more than the primitive cabin on this land. Neither could any future landowners, since he chose to have the property protected with an easement from the Northwoods Land Trust. That bars future development or subdivision and preserves its natural state.
As forever gets.
That's Tricia Moore, the Northwoods Land Trust's conservation specialist. She says the gem of the property is just a few dozen yards from the cabin. Martini has built a fire on the bank of that gem, the Deerskin River. He offers up a fire-cooked sausage.
Sure, have a broth. It's not a lunch, it's a snack.
And tells part of the river's story.
One thing that's really unique about the river is it has the greatest, the most diverse aquatic insect community in the entire Wisconsin River Basin. It's a stream that's really special in this part of the state.
You've seen Martin.
Yeah.
You've seen
but
Martin.
The Land Trust staff are here for more than a snowshoe, a brat, and to gaze on the frozen river. Each year, every property protected by a Land Trust conservation easement gets a monitoring visit from a staff member or volunteer.
It's a really special time, I think, for them to, for us to connect with landowners, but for the landowners to connect back with their land.
Monitors check in on any land changes, look for invasive species, and reestablish property boundaries. But perhaps most importantly, they rekindle interpersonal relationships between land trust and landowners.
Trust is in our name, so is really important to build trust with people. I mean, we're writing a document that is a forever document, and that people know that they can trust us to uphold that agreement long after they're gone, and 100 years from now when someone else is owning the land, that the land is going to look very closely to the same as it does now.
As Moore and Martini talked, outreach and monitoring coordinator Troy Walters had been scouting the property.
And what'd you find out there today?
Tons of snow and no problems at all. It's a lot of snowshoe hare tracks and just a ton of snow.
This land is good to go for another year. It's protected for the future, the very reason landowners work with the Northwoods Land Trust.
They're deciding to do these land protection agreements because they really do care about the land. And they want to see, you know, they want to see it stay protected in some way beyond when they're around. That seems to be the one that most often comes up is it's some sort of family wish.
That's true here on Martini's property, which he's owned since 1978, had protected since the early days of the land trust, and views as a reliable refuge for his children.
It's kind of an anchor because they've moved all over, but this is constant. It's been the same for their whole lives. And so they like to come back. It's something they like and they have fond memories, and that's what we want.
After a few hours in the snow, the Land Trust's monitoring work is done for the year, and it's time to leave.
Have a good
take care.
Snowshoe out.
On the way off the property, Moore passes a sign attached to a tree. The words on it mean a lot to her.
And it says, protected forever. This private property is conserved forever with a land protection agreement, thanks to the cooperation of this landowner and the Northwoods Land Trust.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Vilas County.